When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
All right, Keith, you ready to do a show?
I'm ready to do a show.
Enough going down memory lane there with Wiggy.
Which is fantastic.
His time at Marshall. I could have talked about that for the rest of the day.
It really is super interesting. And so we've talked about it a little bit here and there on the air when I've done shows with Wiggy in the past, but he was at Marshall at the same time as Jason Williams, White Chocolate, who is one of the most entertaining basketball players of the 90s, early 2000s.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so they were both at Marshall together, and then the head coach at Marshall for football went to Georgia. So then he took Wiggy and Orlandis Gary, who you remember was a good running back.
I also didn't know that. My jaw was on the floor listening to all this.
Took both those
Orlandis
guys.
Orlandis Gary, part of the Shanahan just pumping out 1,000-yard rushers every year.
Yes, absolutely.
Mike Anderson, Orlandis. You think it's
Ruben
Terrell
Drones.
Davis? No, it's not Terrell Davis.
Then Clinton Portis was next level.
Yeah,
but he was telling a story because you know how the transfer portal now is completely different and guys can just leave anytime they want. They can go to like four schools in 4 years and all that stuff. Back in the day when you had to sit out a whole year. But then Wiggy was telling us, teams could also block you from leaving.
Yeah.
And so the Marshall team was like, no, you guys can't go. But then Jason Williams was leaving Marshall to go to Florida, the basketball player, and then he was going to sue the school and everything else, and then they let those guys go. And then the rest is history.
Yes.
Because who knows if Wiggy...
The lesson is...
They'll find you wherever, but I think Wiggy going to Georgia helped him a lot more to go pro than if he stayed at Marshall for 4 years.
For sure. No offense to Marshall, but
the thundering herd.
But, you know, you... the lesson is be litigious.
Yes.
Threaten a lawsuit. Scream lawyer.
Get yourself a lawyer.
Kick and scream and you'll get what you want, I think, is the lesson
well,
in the United
well
States.
Said.
But we do have a show to do today, Keith, as fun as that was.
Let's go.
You heard right off the top there was Alex Van Pelt.
AVP.
Sounds like a dead man walking, I would say. Yeah. I haven't talked to the Crafts, but my door's always open. Meanwhile, they're ripping
wide
him,
open,
as you like to say, Keith, tip to tail, ripping him on TV.
It couldn't have been much worse.
No.
Short of them mouthing the words, "We are going to fire him." That was probably the next. Like,
he's
the worst
good as gone, possible. Right, Dad?
The play calling is terrible, and they're both like nodding their heads. Like that's the worst.
So he feels done. We have new reporting on Jerod Mayo. Your girl Diana Rossini already, Keith.
Never sleeps.
Her report couldn't even stand for a week. Your girl Diana Rossini already switching up her tune.
Who,
as it relates to Jerod Mayo?
Who corrects themselves more, Jerod Mayo or Diana Rossini?
I got to go with our guy Jerod.
It's pretty consistent with Jerod. That's true.
But it's close. It's close. Yeah. So I'll ask a blanket question. You guys can jump in, and then I'll get to some of the reporting on Diana Rossini. 617-779-7937. Who has the most at stake this weekend? And take that how you want. Is it Mayo? Is it Alex Van Pelt? Is it DeMarcus Covington, who we're going to talk
show
to today on a Patriots friend Friday? Yep. Is it a player on the roster? Feel free to jump in there again. 617-779-7937. That's your phone and text line. You can also interact on Twitter and Instagram at Jones and Keefe. Watch along, twitch.tv/BostonWEEI, where you can see Keefe in his nice new WEEI hoodie.
Beautiful. Thank you.
A wonderful Christmas gift from Mike Thomas.
Mike Thomas, appreciate that.
I almost wore mine. We were almost really matchy-match today.
We could do team every Thursday. We all wear
our new
as a squad
EEI hoodies.
Get a photo with Santa.
Yeah. Oh, good thinking.
Not a bad idea.
Good thinking. So tune
Should
in.
We do show Christmas cards next year for everybody?
Yes. Absolutely. We should. lion next to the fire.
You guys with Christian Gonzalez and Pat Patriot.
Oh, we do have that photo.
Yeah, we do have that photo. That's a good one. So tune in on Twitch that. Always a healthy chat going on there as well. Plus, watch on YouTube. Just subscribe to WEEI. I think a lot of people are going to answer Mayo, but I do want to get to the reporting here from Diana Russini.
Okay.
She says, after reporting last week that Mayo was likely to survive, they're going to keep him.
Like, patience, they're giving him a second year. Something about they knew it was going to be like a rebuild and all that stuff.
Too.
It was a lot of that.
Robert Kraft is still inclined, says Diana Russini, to keep Gerard Mayo as head coach of the Patriots, but...
What?
Yeah, there's a but here.
All right, this is like the Schefter.
Mm-hmm. Yes. He does need to have stronger coaching performances down the stretch.
Does he, though?
Here's the follow-up. I think Gerard Mayo has to put out a really good coaching performance to wrap up the season.
He's got to coach his tail off, or he's going to be looking for a job.
It's moot with Mike Vrabel and New England now.
What are the odds on that? He needs to put out a really good coaching performance, or he's out of his job. What are the odds on that?
Well, that's why we laughed about the comments last weekend, because she was saying that with four games to go, four games in which they were going to be underdogs in all of them. And you're saying, all right, what if they lose out? Like, are you just as confident in your report with a month to go? It's a quarter of the season. And so when we were looking back on a Monday, we're like, all right, he's safe and he's coming back. Then you see the performance. You throw a coach under the bus. You're not really learning from any of your mistakes. And it feels like, you know, even if some people maybe from the outside think that the off-the-field stuff is maybe a little bit overblown, like the press conferences, because that's an easy thing for us to make fun of. Okay, fine. Let's put that to the side. I think it is important, but let's put it to the side. Is the team looking any better? Is he coaching them up?
No.
That was their performance after the bye week. So that's a time, hey, you have 2 weeks to prepare for an opponent. Maybe you have something up your sleeve. Are they doing anything offensively, defensively, special teams that you're like, hey, it's trending in the right direction? None of that is happening. And then when you throw in the, you know, missteps and correcting himself and all that stuff, it doesn't seem very good. And oh, by the way, you have two games left with maybe the best team in the NFL. You also play another playoff team in the Chargers. So that's why, to me, it was crazy to
Chargers, say, by the way, I heard a lot of talk early in the first half last night about how bad the Chargers look. And, oh, maybe that won't be a loss for the Wrong!
They had a good fourth quarter.
Oh, my God, did Herbert look great down the stretch.
They looked pretty good. That'll be a good test in 2 weeks, because somehow, some way, Bill Belichick's defenses have smothered Justin Herbert. He has had horrible games against the Patriots.
Even when the Chargers won last year,
it was like 7-6.
Thank you.
It was a like horrible game.
In the rain, terrible game. They still shut down Herbert.
Whatever it is, Bill knows how to slow down Justin Herbert. So if they don't, and if Herbert slices them up, it's going to look even worse. But no, I just thought
that's a great point.
Thank you.
That game was 6-0.
Oh my God, 7-6. I gave him too many points.
Trust me, I was driving the Zappy train going into that game.
It didn't go well
for us Zappy believers.
That was a tough go.
But no, that's a great point. Mayo needs a good showing down the stretch. They're about to lose by 50 points to the Bills this
week.
Most likely. Whatever it is. They're two touchdown underdogs. I will guess they don't cover. I'll go out on a limb and say they don't cover. Meanwhile, you get the Chargers the following weekend, and Mayo can look like a clown because Herbert's never lit up the Patriots.
Right.
And even if you keep it kind of close, if Herbert's throwing all over, it's like, what do you do?
You shut him down.
You're from the defensive side of the football.
You were on the staff.
You were on the staff. That's your side of the ball. Herbert never lit the Patriots up. Now he's lighting them up.
That's going to be bad.
That's another bad one.
So I just think it was weird to be so confident that Mayo is going to be back with four games to go, because there's a good chance they lose all those games. So
at bare minimum, the person who said he's back is like, right. I might have jumped the gun.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, I may have jumped the gun on that
but
one.
But like, if you're Russini or Schefter or Rapport or anybody that is reporting on this, don't you look at it and say, there's a good chance they're going to be 3-14. There's a good chance they get like blown out in a couple of these games.
Yes.
So I don't know. I don't know how you can just say like, yeah, like right now he's safe. It's like, well, no. Like, how do you think the rest of the season is going to go? And then is he still safe?
Also, Robert Kraft can tell people whatever he wants. Jonathan Kraft can tell people whatever they want. Yeah, he's safe. We want to bring him back.
Yeah.
We don't want to overreact, and we want to give him a second chance. We knew it was going to be a bad year. You can say that.
Yeah.
But then, right, watch the games and watch how the fan base reacts and watch how people overreact and watch your coach go out and act like a clown again and then put his foot in his mouth after the game and have to walk it back the following day.
Yeah.
And have players be insubordinate and have coaches sniping at one another. and like then watch it all play out. Live it in real time. It's one thing to say, yeah, we want him back. We knew it was going to take a time. We want him to grow. We don't want to overreact. It's another to actually do it.
Yeah.
And so when Russini says he has to put out a really good coaching performance to wrap up the year.
I know.
Well, there's the guy with the most at stake. It's a no-brainer. Van Pelt might have nothing at stake because he might already be gone.
He's already gone. I agree with that.
Otherwise, he's in the mix. It's Jerod Mayo because I don't know how does he get a good coaching performance?
Well, that's what I also love about it, too, is like it's so different than like a player. Like we can kind of tell you what a good player, like Drake May, does he play well or not? On Monday, we'll be able to tell you. Or right, everybody will have their opinion on it. Yeah, it'll be pretty clear.
But largely, but like we'll know.
With Mayo, it's a few different things. You know, are how many real questionable decisions are there in the game? And then, you know, does he blame everybody else post-game? Like, probably. These are a couple of things to kind of look for. Like, are there any, like, glaring, you know, if they don't force a punt, for an example, and, like, they don't make any adjustments, part of you would say, it is Josh Allen. It is the league MVP. It is the Bills. They are really, really good. But you've already 14 games into the year. You're 3-11, so you're not really getting the benefit of the doubt. It's not like, well, you did so well in these other games.
No, if it was a one-off, sure, you'd ignore it.
Because you could grade this one on a curve normally, but I think now it's like, no. What do you got here? What can you do? What do you have up your sleeve these final 3 weeks? And I can't imagine it's much.
No, me either. And like, I wonder if Mayo woke up today and was like,
damn it.
He's like, I have to put together a good coaching performance.
He's like, oh,
I thought
boy.
I was good.
What?
I thought I had a second year. I have to put together a good. You think about it? He wakes up on Friday and he's like, we've already been practicing. I got nothing.
Well,
what am I supposed to do here?
I still don't rule out him coming back at all. I still think there's a good chance he comes back.
I don't rule it out, but it's looking bleaker and bleaker by the
Mayo
day.
Mayo was able to talk himself into this job with just his relationship to Robert Kraft. Had nothing to do with his coaching experience or his game plans or, you know, his outlook or his, like, you know, my 3-year plan with the team. Like, he didn't have to present any of that. So just his relationship with Kraft got him the job. I think his relationship with Kraft could keep him the job. And then that's why there are so many other scapegoats to be had. Like, I think whether it's offensive coordinator and defensive coordinator, I think Kraft still much more likely to get rid of those guys and be like, you're right, Jerod, you had bad play calling. You know, let's get you somebody with more experience on defense. I could see them doing that and him being – can you imagine if Mayo's throwing Van Pelt under the bus and the players under the bus publicly?
Yep.
What on earth is he saying just to Robert Kraft to save his job?
It's got
to
be bad.
Oh, my God. He's tossing those guys right under
there. Yeah, and I wouldn't be surprised with some of the tail wagging the dog, where it's Mayo's throwing him under the bus,
yeah.
And then you have Jonathan and Robert watching the game, and they're like, well, Jerod's been ripping the play calling. Now we see the play calling, and now we're ripping it on national TV. Like, I wouldn't doubt that at all.
Just based on some of the different reports that are out there, doesn't it feel like Jerod could probably convince Robert that he needs another year? I don't know if he could convince Jonathan, and then therefore can Jonathan convince Robert?
Well,
that's
what I was just going to say.
So that's what it would have to be.
What's more likely? Mayo can convince Robert he needs a second year, or Jonathan can convince Robert Mayo doesn't deserve a second year?
I think the Mayo part, actually, even though clearly Robert better relationship with Jonathan than with Jerod.
Jerod's like a son.
Yeah, yeah.
Jonathan is a son.
No, it's for sure his son. However, in part of listening to Jonathan in this hypothetical, and he says you got to move on, part of it is now publicly backtracking on how you compared him to choosing your wives and how you picked him 5 years ago and, like, what a great hire he is. Like, it's, you know, Jonathan might be right, but then Robert has to go back on a lot of things that he said.
It's true. But, again, what's worse? Being wrong and saying, you know what, I was incorrect about picking this coach, or running this back again next year? I maintain running this back is going to be more embarrassing and more damaging long term. By the way, I think Mayo is about to hit the podium. He may already be speaking.
All right.
So by the end of the show, we could have him sticking his foot in his mouth, walking something back, throwing someone else under the bus. Like, just stay ready for that. And we'll follow that all day long with all your thoughts. Who has the most at stake? Certainly sounds like Jerod Mayo. You could jump in, 617-779-7937. Here's more from Diana Russini at The Athletic on Mayo's future.
I believe that Jerod Mayo needs to put out a really good coaching performance to wrap up the season.
Do they not need to get blown out? Do they need to play him close? Like,
I don't think they're looking at this like the season doesn't matter. I think they want to see that he can do it. But a lot of owners are hesitant to making moves unless they feel like they've got a better option. So you have to wonder if Kraft thinks that there's someone out there that could maybe possibly come in that could be better.
Okay, and we all know who she's talking about. That's Vrabel.
Mike Vrabel.
Yeah, that would be it. I mean, but, with the relationship.
But I agree with her on that. Most owners are not going to fire their coach until they have a good idea of what they're doing. Now, I mean, like, the Jets probably fired Saleh, and they're like, we'll figure it out. We have tons of time to figure it out. You're not going to move on from your coach after 1 year unless you have a good idea what you want to do. I do agree with her on
yeah,
that.
I think so.
It's moot unless it's not.
Well, that's true. And I think last year, you know, they didn't have any kind of job interview for Jerod Mayo. They just gave him the job. Whereas they did multiple interviews for the offensive coordinator, and they knew, and maybe Van Pelt's better than Bill O'Brien, maybe they're the same, maybe whatever, but like they knew, hey, we're moving on from Bill O'Brien. And I'm sure Mayo and O'Brien's relationship wasn't great. That's just my guess. But they move on from Bill O'Brien, but then it was like, all right, who are we going to get? And it was like, next guy, next guy, next guy, next guy. So they can't have that. Like they need to
have an idea. They need it worked out through back channels, which is how it works.
So they need
channels, the next guy. Not we think we can get him. They need to have it lined up.
They need to have like a firm handshake agreement
for
with
instance,
Vrabel.
A guy who's not coaching right now as a head coach. He might just be an analyst for another NFL team in a nebulous role. You might want a handshake agreement who's in your team Hall of Fame. You might want a handshake agreement with that guy.
You want to make sure that when we fire Mayo, you're not going to go take the money somewhere else and then we're left.
Yeah, or Josh McDaniels us.
Yeah.
Walk off the tarmac.
Right. It's happened. So, yeah, you want to make sure that's maybe put that in his contract ahead of time, just like you did with Mayo. So, you'd have to do that. That's definitely a part of it, but it does seem like more and more, and you know, the Tom Curran reporting kind of got it rolling. There is interest from Vrabel, like despite how this operation looks, despite them not giving him the job last year, it seems like Vrabel does want the job.
And I listened to Curran yesterday on WEEI Afternoons. He didn't run from anything he said about Vrabel. Remember the development and reporting from Curran too. The day you asked him, Keith, I thought this was noteworthy at the time. You asked him. All right, there's four guys here.
Oh, yeah.
Friend of the show, DeMarcus Covington, who we talked to later today on a Patriots Friday.
Yep, looking forward to it.
Friend of the show, Alex Van Pelt, who we talked to last Friday.
That's right.
Jerod Mayo and Elliot Wolf. You said, put them in order. Yep. Rank them. And
I like Rich Keefe so much.
And he goes, well, I want to be clear. I don't think anybody's losing their job.
He thought they were all coming back.
Which, by the way, when we talked to him on Tuesday, he's like, no, people are losing jobs. Yep. He didn't say anybody specifically, but he's changed that.
Yeah.
He had Wolf safer than Mayo.
I know. And part of it's the nature of the job, but
that's Curran working with his guy on Quick Slants, Jerod Mayo, saying, yeah, I don't think he's as safe as Elliot Wolf. I thought that was very, very noteworthy
and
when he
Wolf's
said it.
Wolf's not the Thunder buddy.
Nope.
You know, Mayo's the Thunder buddy. That's what that I actually disagree with him. I think Mayo's safer. I think if they were both in a room individually with Robert Kraft and they both had to defend why they should stay and the other should go, I just think Mayo would win that.
Probably. I don't disagree with you on that.
Whether that's right or wrong. Elliot Wolf certainly hasn't done a good job, but it's also...
But Elliot
Wolf... Is he allowed to spend money? Like, I think he has more... Not that Robert Kraft's going to listen to that excuse, but Robert Kraft, I think, can stand in the way of Elliot Wolf doing a good job way more than he can stand in the way of Jerod Mayo doing a good job.
Yeah.
Now... You say, well, some of it's related because he's not giving them great players. Fair.
That is fair.
But Jerod Mayo, also with what he's got, doesn't seem like he's getting the most out of it.
No, but Elliot Wolf also doesn't embarrass the organization himself every single day.
If you give him a chance,
he probably would. I agree with you. He's had some bad interviews.
In the preseason, he was horrible.
Terrible.
Like we have an offensive line that can fix or that can protect a quarterback and all that stuff.
And maybe it's a perk of the job that he doesn't have to talk multiple times a week like Mayo does. Mayo embarrasses the organization every single day. And Elliot Wolf does it with the roster he rolls out there, but it's not something he says into a microphone that we then dissect and make fun of, and it's not every day. And so, yep, Mayo could probably talk himself out of it easier with Kraft, but he embarrasses the team every single day. He's talking right now. He's probably doing it as we speak.
There's a good chance.
617-779-7937. Who has the most at stake? I think that one's pretty obvious. In a potential blowout against the Bills this weekend, you can discuss it all day long. On a Patriots Friday, Diana Russini walking back her report that Mayo's safe.
Wow. That was quick. All it took was one loss to the Cardinals.
Not only is he not safe, he has to put together a strong coaching performance against the Bills.
Yeah, Coach Strong.
What's that look like? Mm. How does he do it?
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, it's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. We all know sleepers can win you championships, but finding these guys takes time. That's where the Sleeper King comes in. Let me do all the research so you don't have to. Every week, I'm going to break down which sleepers you need to pick up off the waiver wire and which surprise deep sleepers could help you win the week. Every episode, just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.
Bring in the holidays with Have a Mayo Mayo Christmas.
Have a holly jolly Christmas.
One thing I learned from coaches and from Thunder.
I don't know if there'll be snow, but have a cup of...
36 Christmas wishes from your favorite Patriots head coach come together on two CDs to celebrate this joyous time of year.
All right,
Last Christmas, I gave you my heart.
You said it, I didn't.
You gave it away this year to save me from tears. I give it to someone.
It's thunder.
With your paid order of Have a Mayo Mayo Christmas, you receive a free baseball bat to carry around to meetings.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
And cash. Yeah. Ready to burn some cash.
Frost nipping at your nose.
A perfect gift for giving. To order Have a Mayo Mayo Christmas, call 1-800-GROSS-HC.
Look, once those guys cross the white lines, there's nothing I can do for them.
Right, we're going to win more than four games?
Yeah.
I'm on record.
You're on record?
Absolutely.
All right, good. All right, good. All right.
That's 1-800-GROSS-HC.
I don't know if it's quite Mariah.
No, but...
but I think it's a good holiday
album.
The
next best thing.
Yeah. The Mayo Mayo Christmas. Have yourself a Mayo Mayo Christmas.
Have a Mayo Mayo Christmas. The phone number is...
a lot of hits.
Gross HC.
Yeah, that stinks. That's all that was available? They couldn't... anything else?
No, I think that's it.
It is the holiday season. A little snow in the air? Look at that.
Yeah, it's
like a snow globe out there.
Very, very, very festive. Oh, if you're watching on twitch.tv.
Good photo
slash
there.
/ Boston WEEI.
Definitely not AI generated.
Sherrod Mayo. Sure in front of the Christmas tree. That is
good stuff. Have yourself a Mayo Mayo
the
Christmas.
The man had a lot of hits this year, Keith. It was a lot. It was a lot of hits this year. A lot worth reliving.
Hard to win games in the league, as they prove every week.
It is very difficult. So great work by Nick.
Yes. Excellent work by Billy on that as well.
Great voiceover guy.
Yeah, have a Mayo Mayo Christmas, new holiday album that you're not going to want to miss.
Uh-huh.
I'm reading from Gerard Mayo today. Again, I think he's now done talking to the media on if he's concerned about his messaging and backtracking in his first year as head coach. Hey, Gerard, you know how you kind of say stupid stuff and have to walk it back every single week
every
and correct
week.
It?
Yeah.
Yeah, you do that every week. What's that about?
How many times do you think...
to hear the actual question.
You said it, I didn't.
Well, there was also, you know what we forgot about in like the year in review and like the great moments in, you know, Patriots 2024? Remember when Mayo was asked like midway through the season, and I'm paraphrasing, but I'm not that far off. He was asked by one of the reporters, have you thought about coaching? Remember? He was like, on the sideline, they show you, and you're just kind of standing there
catching flies.
You're not
really doing much.
You just got to get your mouth open, your mouth agape, catching flies. You thought about talking to the players or coaching? I do it. He's like, I do talk to the player. I'm on a headset.
Yeah. I'm wearing a headset. What do you want from me?
But the fact that that even had to be asked is amazing.
Amazing.
Yeah.
So he was asked that earlier this year.
Do you want to coach?
What a great question. Yeah. What? Do you ever coach?
Think about that.
I know. Look, they don't have the camera on you 100% of the time, but when they do, you're never coaching.
You've never seen a single thing you're doing.
What are you doing? Have you ever thought about that? There's also this today. So I would love to hear the full question. His messaging about backtracking.
Yeah.
Or his inconsistent messaging and backtracking in his first year. He says, I'm not concerned. My main concern is the guys in the locker room on a day-to-day basis and the people that know me.
Okay. Like Alex Van Pelt.
That's his main concern.
Buried.
Yeah.
Who I buried last week.
The people that know me.
All right.
Is what I'm most concerned about. So, yeah, when you're getting...
odd question.
When you're getting questions like that, like how's a... you know, you kind of have to correct yourself a little bit. You worried about that? You a little concerned about that?
Yeah.
It's probably not. It's not a great day for him.
He's going to have a good coaching performance these final three games.
I would say. Good text here. 617-779-7937. Have a Mayo Mayo Christmas will be a great stocking stuffer. I agree.
Uh-huh.
There's still time to dial that number and get that for all your stockings.
Two CDs, it sounds like.
A double album.
A double album.
Yeah.
It's a lot of tracks.
A bit of an outdated reference when you think about
it. Yeah, I don't know where you're going to play these.
I don't either, but that's good. I think that's a good thing that you could
get physical media.
For the whole family.
Yeah, I like the physical
copies. Me too. I like, you know,
don't forget to rewind it.
Yeah, open up the CD jacket.
Yeah.
What do you call that thing? Where you can read through, like,
CD
the lyrics?
Jacket. Oh, CD jacket.
Yeah, is that what it is? Okay,
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, you can read the lyrics.
Any special features on this double album?
I don't.
No skits, no.
Well, the baseball bat.
It comes with a baseball bat.
It comes with a baseball bat. What do you mean?
Any special features?
That's if you order now.
Yeah. Well,
they could sell out.
You get,
that's fair.
Hey, you got to order right now. Those are going like hotcakes. So that'll be up on the Odyssey app, AUDACY. You can check that out. Bring it with you wherever you go this holiday season. You'll miss out on none of WEEI. This weekend will be interesting, Keith. Not the Patriots game on Sunday.
Less so. It is 4:25.
It is a later game, which depressed me last weekend. We'll see if that's the same case this weekend.
Mm.
Saturday, though, you have a jam-packed day of both NFL and college football.
Was it a quintuple header? Is that what they call it?
It would be... Yeah, it was more than a quadruple header. Yeah, quintuple.
Quadruple,
header,
you're selling yourself short.
I think that sounds right.
Quintuple?
So all the games on Saturday, and it'll be a busy one. You actually get college football tonight, Indiana and Notre Dame.
I'm looking forward to that.
Me too. Yeah. Tomorrow you get SMU Penn State at noon. You get the Houston Texans and the Kansas City Chiefs with Patrick Mahomes at 1 o'clock on Netflix. 4 o'clock you get Clemson, Texas. 4:30 you get Steelers, Ravens. 8 o'clock you get Tennessee and Ohio State. I know why they have Saturday NFL games this week, because they want to have games on Christmas Day, and you can't have Sunday and then a game on Wednesday, so they put in some Saturday games.
They could.
They probably might in a few years.
Yeah, they should be allowed to be on the college football
playoff. I don't like that there's NFL on Saturday ruining the college football playoff.
That's insane.
I don't like that.
I don't like that at all. And they're like, two of them are, they're head-to-head. They're head-to-head
basically,
with them. I mean, a staggered half-hour start, but whatever, you're going to be overlapping for quite a bit of the game. So I don't like that. I mean, nowadays people, you know, you might even have the two screens or whatever else. If you really want to watch all of it and bet on all of it, you can. So on the one hand, it's a great day for football, but like it is obnoxious.
Screens and you can flip back and forth, but I want to watch a game, and I don't want to be flipping around to the NFL.
It's weird, though, to me, because the NFL has always said, well, this is what they say, whether they mean it or not. They didn't play on Saturdays until the regular season for college football was over, and then they would start to add some Saturday. And obviously, like, wild card weekend's always great when you have the Saturday games, but there's no bowl games. There's no college football.
Right.
And they even stay away from Friday overall because of high school football. Like, that's at least what they've sort of said in the past. But Now it's like, nope, we're going to do Saturday, not just against random bowl games. Like, if they're going up against the Fenway Bowl, all due respect,
yeah,
great, have it. But the college football playoff, you're going head-to-head with?
Way different. Sucks. How do you think that's going to do locally?
College football playoff?
Yeah, like, in all honesty, like, on Monday, are we coming in and we're like, boy, the Patriots stunk, but those college games were fun and we can like, talk about it and people here watched it? You don't think so?
I think, so, for example, it'll be Texans-Chiefs on NBC versus, would you say, SMU-Penn State? I think it'll be
Texans-Chiefs on NBC. Oh, the Christmas days are on, games are on Netflix. Netflix. You're right, I said that wrong earlier.
This is NBC,
right.
And then Steelers-Ravens is Fox.
Yep.
So, my guess is locally the rating will be significantly higher for
the
NFL.
No, I agree. And this is part of why I don't want the NFL on Saturday. I wanted to like make that a thing so we could, I don't know, potentially see how it actually does on its own.
They must be pissed. It'll still do well. Like, college football does well in other parts of the country, but not when you're going up against Patrick Mahomes.
What do you think it would take for the college? Because I agree with you. I don't think it's really going to rate here locally. I don't think it's going to be a big talker. As interested in it as I am and you are, and we were talking about it with Wiggy off the air, I'm excited for it. An actual playoff on these campus sites, I think, is going to be awesome.
Tonight there might be a snow game in Notre Dame.
There was snow in South Bend. I don't know that there. I don't want to be snowing during the game, but there's definitely snow on the ground there, which will be great. So what do you think it would take to actually get it to matter here? Is it Bill O'Brien turning around BC?
I think it's more Bill Belichick.
I think disagree.
BC is one of those, and most people can relate, you either hate BC or you went to BC. There's not a lot of BC fans because you're from Boston or you're from Chestnut Hill, right? Like,
they're all like a former intern Jacob. You know, you're from New York or whatever. You come up here, you love BC. You're like, wait a minute, no one here cares about BC.
Nobody does.
And then you move back to New York.
Right.
Yeah.
Because, like, at our station, Courtney and Curtis went there.
Oh, yeah, they care.
So they like, but literally nobody else is rooting for BC.
It's true.
It's weird. Whereas, like, hypothetically, if UMass was good, like, when UMass, this is forever ago, but, like, Marcus Camby UMass, that was fun as hell. I didn't go to UMass, but I was rooting for Marcus Camby.
Yeah,
a lot of my friends were rooting for Marcus Camby.
It was way more fun.
Way different. Yeah. You know less snobs maybe from there? I don't know what it is. But if Bill Belichick turns around North Carolina quick and they're in the college football playoff, and so say tomorrow, North Carolina versus Penn State, Bill Belichick on the sideline versus an NFL game, I think locally it would maybe even beat the NFL game.
Yeah, maybe.
I think Bill would get that kind of buzz.
Yeah, I mean.
Maybe not against the Patriots. Like, if the Patriots were good, no, you're not going to beat that. But the next best thing would be Bill Belichick coaching in the college football playoff.
And the Chiefs are weird, too, because there's like a, right, in a vacuum.
But if it was like Giants-Falcons, which is a 1 o'clock game on Sunday, versus Bill Belichick in the college football playoff, I'm watching that.
What's the other game tomorrow? The other game tomorrow sticks. Pittsburgh? Oh, that's not bad.
Steelers-Ravens
is
good.
That's not bad. Pittsburgh-Baltimore is also a good game. But you could outrate that.
I think you could. Only with Bill. I don't think BC would obviously get more viewers than SMU Penn State would, but I think Bill would be the best way to get people hooked on college football, at least for that year, maybe 2 years would be that.
I'm just very curious how it all plays out. You know, I've wanted a college football playoff for years. People love the NCAA tournament. Even here, people love the NCAA tournament.
Yep.
You have a bracket. You watch it play out.
Division III football has been doing a tournament for many, many years.
College football trying to replicate that at the highest level, I think, is a good move. With gambling legalized in this state, maybe you get some people latching on and watching these games. I am just curious to see how it all plays out. On campus sites with 12 teams, teams get a bye week. Like, are we going to get the 12 seed running all the way to win? Is it just going to be the same four that we expect?
Exactly.
So I am curious to see how it plays out. But locally, how does it do? I wonder.
Because the whole bowl system is so bizarre when you really think about it. And the way that we are taught to play sports, and it's all about winning, and it's all about winning, like, what is this for? Can you win in advance and win the title? And then for like 100 years in college football, it's like, no. This is for the Poinsettia Bowl. And you're like, all right, well, what do you get? Well, you get the Poinsettia Bowl win.
Yeah, what do you mean, what do you get?
That's
yeah.
what you get. You get
a random bowl on in an hour?
Yeah, probably.
I think there is an early bowl today, yeah.
And, like, they've convinced so many people that these bowls matter, and it's like, they don't at all. Whereas, at least this, they do. And so that's why I think, because we're much more of a pro sports market, and I mean, not even close, the idea of the playoff, I think, will sway people. Like, regular bowl games? No.
Let me tell you. If they had this a year ago, and, like, you know, North Carolina wasn't good enough, but they had this a year ago, and Caleb Williams and Jaden Daniels were in it, and the Patriots needed a quarterback.
Yeah,
I think we would really care about it locally.
Yeah, that's true, because like the NCAA tournament's the same way for hoops, where there are certain years, like last year, there's no pro prospects really, like top to bottom. You had, like, you know, a couple of guys from UConn, but they weren't like stud players coming in. So that kind of like ebbs and flows, I feel like.
Yeah, I don't think a lot of people are tuning in for Abdul Carter, but I'm curious to see how it all plays out. A few more bits of feedback here on our holiday album, Have a Mayo Mayo Christmas.
Yes.
Every track on the album, there should be a backtrack.
Good point.
How about that?
Look, I know I just said Have a Mayo Mayo Christmas, but what I meant was...
We should also do a follow-up album with all the reporter questions. That might be its own album there.
Dude, I mean,
all the just biting questions to Gerard Mayo.
So we could do a quote calendar where every day there's like a new, brand new quote from Gerard Mayo.
That idea.
365
that's
quotes.
That's also a good idea. We could fill that up.
He had a new grunt today.
A new grunt?
Yeah, David came in and told me.
Really?
Hell yeah.
Because we talked about this the other day. I'm like, I think someone told him about the grunting.
When you combine a quote with a grunt with a pleasantry is what we got.
Happy Friday.
Can that start every one of our Friday shows from now
yeah,
on?
I can do that.
Thank you.
Oh, man, that is...
Happy Friday.
That's kind of how I feel, too. It's been a long week. You know, Christmas is next week. Takes a lot out of you.
I really thought someone got to him and told, hey, do you know, every time you sit down, you really don't sound great. You're really groaning a lot. Just so you're aware.
Happy Friday.
Everything all right? He's like, no.
No, that would have
been... Does it look like everything's all right?
I'm having a miserable time. Things aren't working.
Have
the team's
you watched
terrible.
Our team play? No, everything's not all right.
Wow. 617-779-7937. We got all your feedback there on Jones and Keefe. It's Patriots Friday. DeMarcus Covington, Dietrich Wise will be coming up on the show. All our normal bells and whistles. We got a Friday four-pack for Patriots and Bills. We have Keefe's keys at 1 o'clock. You're not going to want to miss those. And
oh, my God.
What, did you break your keys?
No, keys are fine. The mouse might be broken, but the keys are fine.
Yeah, keys to the Bills. First time they faced the Bills this year.
Oh, you're not going to want to miss them.
And we're also going to give you our Bozo touchdown parlay. Let's just say it's due. We'll get to that next. I was unfamiliar with this. I thought it was No Doubt.
No Doubt.
I didn't know this one. That's a
good
one.
Gwen Stefani, the ageless Gwen Stefani.
I love me some Gwen Stefani.
How could you not?
She,
very talented singer.
Is she still doing the voice shows, singing shows?
That's the one where they spin the chairs around?
Yeah, that show was legitimately great when it first started.
All right, here's my question, though, about
that show. They've changed the judges too many times.
Have they ever created a star?
No, not The Voice.
Oh, there you go.
American Idol.
Yeah, Kelly Clarkson. We just played Kelly. That was the...
American Idol, Jordan Sparks, Carrie Underwood.
I'm pretty sure the girl that played Curly Sue won The Voice one year.
Really?
Curly Sue?
The girl played Curly Sue.
In what?
The movie, Curly Sue.
Oh.
Old 80s movie, her, Jim, one of the Belushis.
Wait a minute. No, Billy.
Okay.
No, you might be right. But we're talking about The Voice, the show.
The Voice.
She won that. She won that?
She grew up and then won The Voice?
She grew up and won
Curly
The Voice.
Curly Sue.
The girl who played Curly Sue is a champion of The Voice.
Oh.
I get what he's saying.
So she was famous first.
Yes.
But I mean, like, who won The Voice and then became, like, a superstar?
Nobody. Let me tell you what Sneaky has launched some talent, though, is another Simon Cowell venture.
America's Got Talent?
No.
No.
X Factor.
X Factor?
Camila Cabello is from X Factor.
Really?
Yes. Yes,
oh, didn't he put together like a super group?
Yes.
And Camila Cabello was on
that
one?
She was part of that. Yeah. What were they called? I don't recall.
Allison Porter was Curly Sue. She's from Worcester. Local girl.
I like that.
How about that?
Look at that.
It all comes full circle.
Fan of the Woosah.
But to answer your question, I don't think The Voice launched much.
I like Camila Cabello. I think her group did a song on Sesame Street.
Oh.
I saw them singing with like Elmo.
Yeah,
and stuff.
I can't think of their name. Fifth Harmony? Something like
Sounds
that?
Sounds right.
Yeah,
I actually think that's right. Yeah,
yeah, they came Sounds from X right. Factor. And Idol's launched a bunch.
Idol is like a hit maker.
Yeah. I mean, you thought Ruben Studdard, Daughtry, Justin Guarini.
Sure.
Who I think that most recently I saw doing Dr. Pepper. I think he was
a little smooth or whatever. What's that guy's name?
Fake Prince.
Yeah, Fake Prince. Yeah, what was that guy's name? That was Justin Guarini.
Yeah, that's right.
Dr. Pepper.
What was his name?
Little Pepper.
Little Sweet.
Little Sweet. He'd come flying in. He's a moving product. You don't need to really even need an ad campaign. That trick is so good.
Flew off the shelves. Speaking of singing, someone has texted at 617-779-7937.
This is quite an endeavor.
It is taking up the whole page because I'm guessing it came in Lord knows how many text messages.
Yeah.
It looks like the 12-day Mayo and the 12 days of Christmas.
Okay.
Like the whole thing.
Do you have an example?
I got to be honest, I don't even know where to start. How about
two mixed metaphors and a pause before answering on TV?
Five awkward laughs.
It's not bad.
I did try and get four more wins in there, but I couldn't make it work.
Four more wins.
But how many retractions?
Well, good question. But if the individual is listening,
seven who texted this in, spinning, six sidestep dodging.
Send it to.
He did a whole song.
Send it to Keith at WEEI.com.
Yeah,
is what I would
say.
Record that and then send that to Keith. We'll make sure we turn that around.
Four ums.
Look, they can't all be winners.
Yeah, no.
Speaking of they can't all be winners, how about the Bozo Touchdown
Parlay?
This
weekend can be, though. This weekend it can be.
In the Twitch chat there, twitch.tv/BostonWEEI, I believe it was Dave said, I need the Bozo Touchdown Parlay to hit so I can celebrate Christmas with my family.
Same.
That's good. I think there's a lot of us in that boat.
Yeah.
So let's start it off. Who are you riding with in the Bozo Touchdown Parlay?
Give me Jonathan Taylor. You have the Indianapolis Colts, who we have deemed not frisky enough, but they are facing one of the worst teams in the league. That would be the Tennessee Titans. It's a home game for the Colts. Give me a Jonathan Taylor score against that Titans team.
Okay. Jonathan Taylor should be getting in the end zone. And we need this. We need this for Christmas.
We need it badly.
I'm going with Rashad White. Rashad White has been a sneaky touchdown machine for the Bucs. It's a high over-under.
Well, that's a Sunday night game,
against
too.
The Cowboys. I don't love that
it
aspect of it.
I don't love it
all riding on Sunday night football. But it's a high over-under. It's 48.5. The Bucs are favored. Rashad White can run it in. He's also caught six touchdown passes this year. So, look, him and Bucky Irvin could both get in the end zone. Cowboys defense, not good. Should be a lot of points. Give me Rashad White. He is at last check plus 125. Billy, who are you going with?
Dolphins at home hosting the San Francisco 49ers. I'm taking Tyreek Hill.
All right.
Given that, a lot of these like posts he's putting up about retiring,
good
walking
point.
Away.
Oh, yeah.
That's a great call.
Give
me
a TD.
Yeah, squeaky wheel.
Yep.
Nick?
Going with the guy who didn't get a catch last week.
Nice.
And that would be one Cooper Kupp.
More squeaky wheel.
The Rams are playing the Jets. Cooper Kupp has six touchdowns this year, second on the Rams. So give me Cooper Kupp.
Did you see that stat that came out? It was on Twitter, so maybe it was a fake stat. But they said via Next Gen, Cooper Kupp ran almost 5 miles in the game and had zero catches. Like all his routes.
It was like 4.
It was like 4.8 miles or something.
A lot of cardio.
Yeah.
No, he's in good shape. That's a good workout. Okay. So he's plus 140. Terps going with Josh Allen. Minus 140.
I could see that happening.
So Rashad White, Jonathan Taylor, Tyreek Hill, Cooper Kupp, Josh Allen. Look, it's not the juiciest of our parlays, but we want to celebrate Christmas.
So do I.
With you. Yep. One ham gets you what?
Just shy of one PS5. And with some of these holiday rates, probably a PS5 in a game. But $429.71.
It is a PS5 with no disc tray.
There you go.
Those
no disc tray.
Digital PS5.
One ham gets you almost $430. It's not the best we put together. We've also been a little cold. So we're trying to get you a win.
You know who I also like? I'm not putting him on here. Guy you picked last week.
Yes.
So Trey McBride, Kyler Murray came out and said he's going to get a touchdown. Getting him a touchdown.
We're getting that guy in the end
zone. And I looked at
it. They tried so hard against the Pats.
He's plus 125. But I'm like, man, like, is that a sucker's bet? But the way that Kyler Murray's talking about him, Trey McBride is going to score one of these weekends.
Okay. Good to know.
Yeah.
I wish it was last week for our Bozo Touchdown Parlay.
Yeah.
I'm being told Morgan Wallen was on The Voice.
He was?
He didn't win it.
Oh.
But,
that still counts.
Multiple texts, a whole lot of texts, actually, are saying Morgan Wallen was on The Voice. Unaware.
And then multiple other texts doing the 12 males of Christmas.
Taking up most of the text line at this point in time.
That's right.
617-779-7937. There's your Bozo Touchdown Parlay. One more time. Rashad White, Jonathan Taylor, Tyreek Hill, Cooper Kupp, Josh Allen. One ham wins you nearly one PS5, $430. Follow along. Or don't. And we don't want to hear the complaining. In the meantime, we did a lot of Draw Mayo talk. He has to pull a real coaching performance out of his backside to save his job. According to Dione Rossini, who said last week he's safe.
I might have some Sox news for you.
What?
You want a Sox news?
Yes.
Let's do that right here, or should we save
if
it?
If you
Nick?
Have
what do you
it,
think?
I think if you have it right here, give it to us.
I'm gonna tell you right now, Jeff Passan on Twitter.
Oh, I thought this was a Keefe scoop.
No.
Okay, I'm sorry, Jeff Passan. What
no,
do you got?
I just
no,
read
it. I
Twitter.
Was like, wow.
I just have a Twitter account.
Great.
So anybody else?
What do you got?
Jeff Passan, the Red Sox, and left-hander Patrick Sandoval are in agreement on a 2-year, $18.25 million contract. Sandoval. Coming off a Tommy John surgery, expects to return in the second half.
Okay, so it's another one of their Tommy John guys.
They just have a deal with
they have a type.
Doctor, who's the guy?
Doctor James Andrews.
Doctor James Andrews. Yeah, like who's in there for Tommy John?
Holiday special. Oh, Doctor James Andrews has a holiday special. Great, let's put that in.
Signing guys.
So this will be three guys in the rotation with TJ.
Yeah,
Crochet, Giolito, Sandoval.
Before getting hurt. He pitched 16 games with the Angels last year where he had a 5.08 ERA.
He was good in the World Baseball Classic.
Awesome. Oh, good.
Thanks, Nick.
Great.
Thanks,
wow, that's great.
Nick.
Good get. Good.
Thank
I take it back.
So
good get.
So much.
401 career ERA.
Yeah. fresh off of Tommy John. Could be in the second half. Remember when James Paxton could be in the second half? And then it was the next year?
I didn't mean to lash out at Nick there. We're taking our anger out on the Red Sox.
Baseball classic,
yeah,
Jones.
Yeah, we're taking our anger out on the Red Sox, Nick. I didn't mean to lash out.
You can't love the cup and hate the World Baseball Classic. Can't love the NBA Cup and hate the World
Baseball Classic. I like
World Baseball Classic.
But that's off season. I don't need to watch that.
It doesn't matter if the guy's good, I'm trying to watch real games.
You
know who else was good in the World Baseball Classic?
Who's that?
Yoshida.
Yeah, no, he was
the guy hit like 900.
Otani was good in the World Baseball Classic. I didn't even meet with the guy.
No, they didn't want him. Randy Arozarena was good.
No, they were focused on Patrick Sandoval.
Loved him.
They got Patrick Sandoval.
They're
going to add another arm?
Yeah.
His name's Patrick Sandoval.
We'll see him next year.
They have a good track record with P. Sandovals. I will say that.
Hopefully he wears 48 and people save their road jerseys.
Yeah. Here's my one tip to him. Get a bigger belt. You don't want that thing bursting up.
That was a tough look. And right.
Stay off
when you're on the, when you're
in the middle of games.
Yeah.
You know, we don't need you liking it. Instagram ass models. Thank you very much. Okay, so Patrick Sandoval, your
good
Red Sox
signing.
Got to get him to a 2-year deal. $9 million a pop.
$18.5 million for Patrick Sandoval?
And he's not pitching till when? June?
The second half. Hopefully.
Awesome. But he was good in the world. I've been told he's good in the World Baseball Classic.
We don't need to make a move at the trade deadline.
We got Patrick Sandoval.
All right, Patrick Sandoval back.
We don't need to make any moves.
I don't want him.
Nice team.
Keep him.
Nice team.
It turns out it's not any different this offseason. We'll get to your feedback on the Patriots. You want to jump in on the Red Sox as well if they're pissing you off? 617-779-7937. And the Celtics. Did they just get beat at their own game last night? What's going on with Crazy Joe? That's next.